do this? Because I am. The NAACP, here's what's going to be on in the bullet points today. The NAACP says cops are not real black people. Hey, man, I can't make that up. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton trading punches on the campaign trail. Clinton campaign in panic mode over Florida black voters. And Hillary Clinton says, well, how about free college for just about everybody? How about that? And Flint gets the cash. That's all in the bullet points section today. Stepping into the arena today, Scott Hagerson for the Trump campaign. Michael Dougherty will be here. Aaron Call will join us. And a whole lot more, including Congressman Tim Walberg and Steve Moore, the economist and Trump surrogate, will be here. I mean, we put this together. It's incredible. I don't know how it gets done, but you better get ready. You better have some coffee because this is the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, and welcome to it. Glad to have you on board. A lot going on. As Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, and everybody else out on the trail. And James Comey says, don't you call us weasels. Well, if you behave like one, what do you expect to have happen? What do you expect to have happen if you behave like a weasel? What should you be called? Nobody believes there's very little faith at this point in the FBI with everything that they've done as far as they were never serious. They were never serious about investigating Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Never serious about that at all. Let's see. So, okay. All right, Al. Alex is in the basement just checking in on a couple of things for me, making sure a couple of things are done here. But here's where I want to start today, because this is spectacularly stunning to me. You're irrelevant. You're white. Black activists scream when they shut down debate on Black Lives Matter. You're irrelevant, you're white. That's the conversation. One of the craziest things to come out of the Keith Scott shooting in Charleston, North Carolina, is the idea that it is racist for a black police officer to use deadly force on an armed black man. The NAACP in its infinite wisdom has come up with a foolproof way around this little problem. According to the organization, black police officers, well, they're not real black people. So therefore, it's racist if they shoot someone as well. Makes no difference whatsoever. Yeah, basically, any black person gets shot by a police officer, it's racism. Period. It has nothing to do with the situation at hand, possible threats to police officers trying to maintain law and order. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has only to do with racism. And that's all it is. The NAACP not convinced the Scott shooting was justified, despite multiple videos showing that he was armed. Even the fact that a gun was recovered from the scene and that Scott was illegally carrying a weapon when police shot him, and the fact that he just spent 8 years in prison for a violent assault in Texas. None of these things mean anything to the NAACP, apparently, at least not in this case. On Tuesday, the NAACP made a list of demands to the Charlotte Police Department to ensure that black police officers never again shoot and kill threatening armed black men. This report comes from WCNC-TV. Man, I can't make this stuff up. The organization that apparently claims to represent black people said this in their statement. Many black people who become police officers become blue, not black. In order for you to survive in a police department, you take on the blue police department's ideology, ways of life, and culture. Yep, you become a police officer. That's how it works. You become part of the organization. You become a member of the organization. Therefore, you take on its culture. Many black people who become police officers become blue, not black. I mean, that's just stunning. It doesn't get any more clear than that. The NAACP is saying that becoming a police officer robs a black man of his black essence. The black cops are no longer truly black, and that they surrender their black card. They must do this to the NAACP. In the context of the Keith Scott shooting, this statement also implies that black police officers are transformed into racist white killers of innocent black men. This goes along with another popular black concept that articulate black people are acting white or some such nonsense. Or that responsibly employed members of society that happen to be black have sold out to the man, apparently. The NAACP reinforcing the nonsense belief that the only way to be black, you know, is to be the caricature that has become black America in some people's minds. Charlotte officer Brentley Vinson has been identified as the one who shot and killed Keith Scott. He is black and by all accounts a very good police officer. He's the son of one of the first black detectives to serve in the Charlotte Police Department. Former star athlete who played football at Liberty University and Fork Union Military Academy. No record of him engaging in police misconduct. And I'm pretty sure it's probably the first time he's ever been questioned about his blackness, for God's sake. In effect, the NAACP is just saying that Brentley Vinson's just an Uncle Tom. You know, he shot a black guy. He's black. He shouldn't shoot anybody. Shouldn't shoot a black guy. He has a gun. It doesn't matter. He's got a long criminal record for violence. Doesn't matter. He is an Uncle Tom if he shoots another black man. You'd be hard-pressed to find anything more offensive about a justifiable police shooting. Officer Vincent has to live with the fact that he had to do that for the rest of his life. His training, his experience, all of that will still be weighed against that moment in time. When he, in the defense of his own life, in the interest of self-preservation, decided that he had to shoot. But this is the state of things today in America after 8 years of the first black president in America, a man that should have united this country, who should have lit the path going forward to bring people together. We're more divided today than we have ever been. It just shouldn't be that way. It's time to come back together as Americans. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.